Another protest against mandatory vaccines for hospital workers was staged outside Barrie's Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre on Monday afternoon, but it was much smaller than a similar event held 2 weeks ago. Around 100 people attended Monday's protest, which was significantly less than the one held September 1 that drew around 300. Barrie today again canvassed the crowd looking for people who could prove they work at RVH and wanted to voice their concerns, but could again find no healthcare workers willing to speak, even when assured of anonymity. At today's protest, Barrie today asked 57 people if they were a healthcare worker at RVH and none could provide proof they were. At the event 2 weeks ago, a Barrie Today reporter spoke with 47 people, none of whom could show they worked there. That is significant because Monday's protest was led by a group calling itself Canadian Frontline Nurses. Similar gatherings were scheduled to take place in Toronto, London, Ottawa and Sudbury, as well as in British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Quebec, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia, and Newfoundland. The event was billed as Standing Together Again for Informed Consent and Medical Freedoms, after the Barrie Hospital recently implemented a mandatory vaccination policy for all employees and anyone who does business at RVH. One woman, who asked that her name not be used, said she was at Monday's event protesting the protesters. She said she was there to speak up for the silent majority who have been too quiet. Obviously, our CERB dollars are going toward allowing people to have the afternoon off to do this, so I think the rest of us should step up and do our part as well, she said. This is my day off, so I'm using it this way. We need to let people know that there is more than one side to this. The September 1 protest at RVH was largely promoted by the People's Party of Canada, PPC, and only included two speakers, both of whom are PPC candidates in the upcoming federal election. Barrie Today could not locate anyone organizing today's protest and there appeared to be no PPC candidates on hand. One woman who spoke out against the protest said she doesn't believe there are many healthcare workers who are against the mandatory vaccinations and wasn't surprised no one would talk to media. They call themselves the Canadian Frontline Nurses Association and they're not even represented by nurses. They're represented by two women who had trouble coming back into Canada after going to Washington on January 6, she said. Draw what you will from that. Canadian Frontline Nurses is not an official body representing nurses and/or healthcare workers. RVH President and CEO Janice Scott provided a statement to the media on today's protest saying she was upset at how protesters were going about it. People have a right to peacefully express their opinions, but these rallies in front of hospitals are disheartening, frustrating and offensive to healthcare workers who have worked tirelessly throughout this grueling pandemic, said Scott. While protesters line our sidewalk opposing the safety measures intended to keep our communities safe, exhausted staff and physicians inside RVH continue working long hours under extremely difficult conditions, caring for sick patients, including those with COVID-19. Scott also said that a crowd of largely unmasked protesters is also intimidating for patients coming to RVH for medical care. Dedicated healthcare workers should not be the target of angry protests, she added. We believe now is the time to stand with our healthcare workers, not protest outside the building in which they are doing heroic work, Scott said. Since the pandemic began, RVH says it has cared for nearly 550 COVID patients. Many of them have been critically ill, some have spent months recovering in hospital, and, sadly, 84 have died due to COVID-related complications, Scott said. Our employees and physicians have seen firsthand the tragic and heartbreaking impacts of this virus, and RVH supports any effort to keep our patients, our team, and our community safe. Monday's protest was relatively peaceful, but entrances to the RVH grounds were being supervised by volunteers, staff and security. An RVH representative told Barrie Today the security measures were in place because, during the September 1 rally, the protesters took over the parking lot and people with serious issues couldn't get parking or at least couldn't park near the building. Meanwhile, Scott said RVH plays a large role in the region and will be there to provide medical care to anyone who needs it. Rest assured, if a person needs help, whether they believe in the safety measures or not, Team RVH is there to care for them with commitment and compassion, she said. As a healthcare center, RVH must do everything possible to protect our patients and the people who care for them. Those precautions include strict adherence to safety protocols, universal mask wearing and mandatory vaccination of staff, physicians, students, volunteers and anyone who does business in our health center. An RVH representative said, close to 90% of RVH employees have been vaccinated, with the majority having had both doses.